ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय.
श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4, द क्रिएशन ऑफ द फोर्थ ऑर्डर, चैप्टर 1, जीनियोलॉजिकल टेबल ऑफ द डॉटर्स ऑफ मनु, पार्ट 4, वर्सेस 16 थ्रू 33. Godhead in three persons appears to Atri Rishi. Vidura inquired from Maitreya, "My dear master, how is it that Sura, Shrestha, the three deities, Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva, who are the creator, maintainer, and destroyer of the whole creation, became the offspring of the wife of Atri Muni?" "Oh, my dear Vidura, when Lord Brahma ordered Atri Muni to create generations after marrying Anasuya, Atri and his wife went to perform severe austerities in the valley of the mountain known as Riksha. In that mountain valley flows a river named Nirvindya. On the bank of the river are many Ashoka trees and other plants full of palasha flowers, and there is always the sweet sound of water flowing from a waterfall. The husband and wife reached that beautiful place, and there the great sage Atri concentrated his mind by pranayama, or yogic breathing exercises. Thereby controlling all attachment, Atri Muni remained standing on one leg only, eating nothing but air, standing there on one leg for 100 years. All the while, Atri Muni was thinking, 'Sharanam tam prapadye hung yaeva jagad ishvaraha prajam atma samang mahyang prapachatu iti chintayan.' May jagad ishvara, the lord of the universe, of whom I have taken shelter, kindly be pleased to offer me a son exactly like him." And so it appears that the great sage Atri Muni had no specific idea of who the Supreme Personality of Godhead was. Of course, Atri Muni must have been conversant with the Vedic information that there is a Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the creator of the universe, from whom everything has emanated, who maintains this created manifestation, and in whom the entire manifestation is conserved after its dissolution. While Atri Muni was thus engaged in these severe austerities, a blazing fire came out of his head by virtue of his breathing exercise, and that fire was seen by Prabhava Traya, the three principal deities of the three worlds, Brahma, Shiva, and Vishnu. At that time, the three deities approached the hermitage of Atri Muni, accompanied by denizens of the heavenly planets, such as Apsara, the heavenly society women, Muni, the great sages, Gandharva, the inhabitants of the Gandharva planet, Siddha, the inhabitants of Siddhaloka, Vidyadhara, other kinds of demigods, and Urugai, the inhabitants of Nagaloka, the snakes. They thus entered the ashram of Atri Rishi, who had become famous by his austerities. The sage was standing on one leg, but as soon as Atri Muni saw that the three deities had appeared before him, Atri Rishi was so pleased to see them all together that despite great difficulty, he approached them on one leg. Thereafter, a three muni began offering prayers to the three deities who were seated on different carriers, a bull, a swan, and Garuda, and they held in their hands a drum, kusha grass, and a discus. The sage offered them his respects by falling down like a stick, dandavat. A three muni was greatly pleased to see that the three devas were gracious towards him. His eyes were dazzled by Rochisa, the glaring effulgence of their bodies, and therefore Atrimuni closed his eyes for the time being. But since his heart was already attracted by the deities, somehow or other he gathered his senses, and Anjali, with folded hands and sweet words, Atririshi began offering prayers to these three predominating deities of the universe. Vishvog Bhavastiti Layeshu Vivajamanayar Maya Gunayar Anu Yugang Vigrihita Deha Te Brahma Vishnu Girisha Pranatosmi Ahangvas Te Bhya Kaeva Bhavatang Ma Iho Pahuta. O Lord Brahma, O Lord Vishnu, O Girisha, Lord Shiva, you have divided yourself into three bodies by accepting the three modes of material nature, as you do in every millennium, for the creation, maintenance, and dissolution of the cosmic manifestation. And so I offer my respectful obeisances unto all of you, begging to inquire whom of you three I have called by my prayer. I called for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, desiring a son like him, and I thought of him only. But although the Supreme Personality of Godhead is far beyond the mental speculation of any human being, all three of you have come here. So kindly let me know how you have come, for I am greatly bewildered about this. The great sage Maitreya continued instructing Vidura. Upon hearing Atririshi speak in that way, the three great deities smiled and replied in the following sweet words. O dear Brahmana, you are perfect in your determination, and therefore, just as you have decided, so it will happen, and it will not happen otherwise. For we are all the same person upon whom you were meditating, and therefore we have all come to you. You will have sons who will represent a partial manifestation of our potency. And because we desire all good fortune for you, those sons will glorify your reputation throughout the world. Thus, while the couple, Anasuya and Atrimuni, looked on, the three deities, Brahma, Vishnu, and Maheshwara, disappeared from that place after bestowing upon Atririshi the unique benediction. Thereafter, from the partial representation of Lord Brahma, Soma, the moon god, was born of them. From the partial representation of Vishnu, the great mystic Dattatreya was born. And from the partial representation of Shankara, or Lord Shiva, Durvasa was born. Recorded August 1, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Kripa Paravara Sajala Jalada Shrini Ruchiro Rama Vani Rama Spurad Amala Panke Rahu Mukha Surendraya Aradhya Sruti Gana Shika Gita Charito Jagannatha Swami Nayana Pathagami Bhavatu Me Jagannatha Swami Nayana Pathagami Bhavatu Me Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath. Jaya Baladeva, Jaya Subhadra, Jaya Baladeva, Jaya Subhadra. Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath. Jaya Baladev, Jaya Subhadra, Jaya Baladev, Jaya Subhadra. Jagannath Swami, Nayana Pathagami, Nayana Pathagami, Bhavatu Me. Jagannath Swami, Nayana Pathagami, Nayana Pathagami, Bhavatu Me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Rukmini Dwarakadish, Rukmini Dwarakadish, Rukmini Dwarakadish, Rukmini Dwarakadish.
Lord Jagannath is an ocean of mercy, and Jagannath is as beautiful as a row of blackish rain clouds. Jagannath is the storehouse of bliss for both Lakshmiji and Saraswati, and Jagannath's face resembles a spotless, full-blown lotus. The best of demigods and sages worship Jagannath, and the Upanishads sing of his glories. Oh, may that Jagannath Swami be the object of my vision.